Olivier, the 22nd of November, I will open a restaurant in New Creation. How this can be part of Access?
Access is a website where everybody can open, register as a member and open an account and make payments in a credit, which is not the national currency, which is not cash, and exchange all sort of services and goods within the Auroville bioregion. As such, it's open to more than just Aurovillians. It's welcoming guests, our neighbors, the villagers, and anybody who has from close or from far an association with Auroville and can have some sort of exchange, either knowledge exchange or real goods or services in Auroville. So you can, for your restaurant, open an account. And as an activity which is already supplying some goods or service in Auroville, you have a special possibility to apply for a large credit allowance, which will be given to you to spend for your activity. And once you have distributed those credits to people who have been able to do something of interest or supply you with some goods or service to your activity, Aurovillians and other people will come back and wanting to get your pizza for those credits, which you then will have to accept. In 2006, we experimented with the first software, which was called the CES software from South Africa. That software was good, but we felt that it was too limited for the expansion that we envision for the Auroville bioregion. This year, we shifted to another open source system that was giving us the possibility to expand a lot more, design it. It's not been advertised publicly yet. We have 2 years of experimentation in small groups where we have designed that system, updated it, designed specifically for the needs that we feel the Auroville bioregion and its multiple case figures have. And now we are ready to announce it publicly, to invite any guests which are passing here this winter season, local villagers, Aurovillians, newcomers, anybody, even from Pondicherry, which feel interested to participate and to support that new possibility, is welcome to register an account. We have been running with about 100 members as a test case, simply to have feedback, to have test exchanges, and it was really more like a guinea pig model. It was to really find out how it works and how it looks and how people would respond to it and what would be their these few friends, basically, who have heard of it and been willing to experiment, how they were perceiving it. What we wish to do at the beginning with these activities is that they receive their loans or their credit allowance at the beginning and start spending it before people have the ability to purchase their goods. Otherwise, there might be an immediate return to those activities. So suppose we allow your new pizza restaurant, based on number of information that you will give us, to have a 20,000 credit line of credit, which, by the way, we have called Euros here for Auroville. So you receive 20,000 Euros, and as with a complementary currency system, the difficulty is not to earn the money, but to find ways to spend it. As such, it changes totally the frame of mind with which you use a different mean of exchange, as you will have to find which are the people that will be willing to first take those credits. And once you spend them, you are sure that they will come back to you in terms of pizza sales.
Or whatever
you are providing in your restaurant. Mm. So such a system is functioning under very different principle, inner principle, than conventional money. And this is certainly a lesson or an education that is extremely interesting for people to discover. This experience is not the first of its kind. There are, for the last 30, 40, even 50 years, many systems all over the world who have sprung up, and lately they just start mushrooming like wildfire everywhere around the world, especially with the economic situation that we are seeing in the last several years in across the globe. The system that we have implemented for Auroville is, however, different than the normal LETS system, this local exchange trading systems, or the CES, the community exchange systems, in the sense that in working in collaboration with Thomas Greco, which is an economic writer and well-respected figure in this domain, we have worked with him on to designing what I would call the next generation of those systems, because from all these experiments around the world, we have come after this 20, 30, 40 years to see where they have drawbacks, where they are failing in some places, where do they have loopholes. And based on this experience, which he has been studying in depth, we have designed a new kind of system, which has, to my knowledge and his knowledge too, has not been implemented yet. And the new design is based on wishing for a much longer term sustainability of the system and have safety or security designs for the members and for the system itself. So it will be very interesting to put that baby on the road and see how it keeps on evolving. And it's certainly an extremely interesting test case for Auroville and for the world at large, I guess.
How these exchange are recorded?
So the system, in broad terms, it can be many various different ways of doing that. In Auroville, it will be a virtual system. It is a virtual system. It's a software which is installed with an administration, and people register an account just like it would be at the financial service or another bank somewhere in the world, and access online their account and see a list of offerings. They post their request. It's like a sort of bulletin board of all what Auroville has to offer and receive. It will be linked probably with the wiki page. It will be linked with other announcements. And once you find something that might be interesting there, it's up to you to contact that person, this activity, and discuss what is it that you want and find the value that you both agree upon. And the receiver goes online and sends the credits to the person who has been providing those this service or these goods. So you enter a transaction and your account, the provider receives the credits, and the receiver debits his credits, which means that basically that's why there is no money involved. It's a system of account tracking where some members will have their account go in minus while other goes in plus. And it doesn't mean that you are in debit. It only means that you owe to the community a service or some good or something in exchange for what you have received. It's simply a tracking of exchanges as a system.
And where is located?
The administration of this system is here in Auroville. We have had the very special and specific help of Martin Gluckman, that is an Aurovillian that came 2 years ago from South Africa. He has been with his team at Vedic Society in Orlek, helping us administer and design the site and do all the back-end technical development of the site. And that is located here in Auroville. Basically, we are working each one from our location behind computers and meet once in a while or talk over the phone. And the site is located somewhere on some company in Germany, I think.